Abhay Charanaravinda Das, and this poem was very pleasing to Bhaktisthan Saraswati, and he ordered that it be printed in the Harmonist magazine. So it would have been the around 1970-1971 that one, I believe it was Gurudas Prabhu, went to the British Museum, which is just at the end of the road from the ISKCON Temple in London, the location of the ISKCON Temple at that time, and he found the old Harmonist magazines which are there, and he found this poem, which was otherwise not known. Prabhupada, he was very pleased that this had been found. So the poem goes as follows. Adore, adore ye all the happy day, blessed than heaven, sweeter than May. So the happy day refers to the appearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Sweeter than May, the devotees asked him what this means. In May, in India, May is a very hot month. It's actually the hottest month. If you take the 12 months of the Gregorian calendar, then May is overall the hottest month. Maybe in Tamil Nadu where it doesn't rain, because in other places the rain starts in June. But in general, May is the hottest month. It's not very pleasant. But Srila Prabhupada said that he'd heard that in the West, it's very pleasant. It's springtime. I think in Croatia it's quite pleasant. It's not very hot, not very cold. Just very pleasant, and then the new crops are coming. Ritunam kusamakaram, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, among the seasons I am spring. So spring comes earlier in India. Now is spring in India. So, adore ye all the happy day, blessed than heaven, sweeter than May. When he appeared at Puri, the holy place, my Lord and Master, his divine grace. O my Master, the evangelic angel. It sounds like a Christian influence too. Give us thy light, light up thy candle. Sounds very Christianish, doesn't it? The people in India, they were trained in English by the Christian missionaries. Struggle for existence, a human race, the only hope, his divine grace. Misled, we are all going astray, save us, Lord, our fervent pray. Wonder thy ways to turn our face, adore thy feet, your divine grace. The format, the style is very much like a Christian prayer, actually. The language, the idiom, that's the word. The idiom is very much one of it's like a Christian prayer. Forgotten Krishna, we fallen souls, paying most heavy the illusions toll. Darkness around, all untrace, the only hope is divine grace. Message of service thou hast brought, a healthful life as Chaitanya wrought. Unknown to all, it's full of grace. That's your gift, your divine grace. And it's the next two lines that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appreciated very much. Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity, thou hast moved. And this was compared among the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. This was compared to Rupa Goswami composing a shloka which showed that he, Rupa Goswami, understood the inner thoughts and desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the same way, Abhay Charanaravinda Das Adhikari at the time, he understood the inner thoughts of Bhaktisiddhanta. If you go right deep into the heart, what do you find? The desire to destroy Mayavad. That was very, very close to the... Of course, that you could say in one sense is extrinsic, because well, that's discussed in here also in Bhaktisiddhanta Bhagavad. What is that? Hridaye balila keba dayata dashara seva gopi kata kirtan. I can't remember the last name. Gopi dhana kata kirtan. Hridaye balila keba dayata dashara seva gopi dhana kata kirtan. That Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur is writing about, in poetic form, about how Bhaktivinoda Thakur had said to him, to Siddhanta Sarasvati, had told him that Bhaktivinoda Thakur told Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati that someone had told him, someone in his heart, someone had said that the service of Dayatadas, means Varshabhanavi Devi Dayatadas, is kirtan by speaking about the wealth of the gopis. And the wealth of the gopis is Gopi Parana Dhana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings. Krishna is the wealth of the life of the gopis. And elsewhere he sings that Swarasiki Siddhi Braja Gopiya Dham, their own attitude of their own perfection, of their own particular way to serve Krishna, that is the wealth of the Braja Gopis. So anyway, absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. In personal calamity, thou hast moved. This gives us a life, anew and fresh. Worship thy feet, your divine grace. Had you not come, who had told the message of Krishna, forceful and bold? That again echoes famous song of Vasudev Ghosh. Jodi Goranga Hoito Tobeki Hoito Kemone Dharitande Radhar Mahima Prima Roshashima Jagati Janatoke. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come. Jodi Goranga. Then what would have happened? What could have happened? How could we have lived? The glories of Radha, which are the ultimate limit of prema rasa, who could have made that known? Varaja jubati bhavera bhakati. No, there's madhura brinda bipina madhuri pravesha chaturi sha. Varaja jubate bhavera bhakati shakati hoitoka. The gopis in the groves of Vrindavan, the sweetness of their love, to enter into that is the ultimate limit of the ultimate expertise. Prabhesha Chaturi Shah. Boraja Jubati. Yeah, who has the strength but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who can even think of that? Who has the power to think of that or bestow that? The loving feelings of the gopis of Vrindavan. So similarly, had you not come, who had told the message of Krishna, forceful and bold? If Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati had not come, who would it speak that? In the generation after Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there's no one even close to, there's no one, all the followers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, no one among them. There were some good devotees, no doubt, but there's no one who's going to speak as Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati spoke. And we can say the same thing about Srila Prabhupada. Among the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, so many exalted devotees, but who is going to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world and save us? Had you not come, who had told the message of Krishna, forceful and bold? That's your right, you have the mace. Save me, a fallen, your divine grace. The line of service as drawn by you is pleasing and healthy like morning dew. The oldest of all, but in new dress, miracle done, your divine grace. You can read Vaishnava K. It's in Bengali, but it actually needs a translation from Bhaktisiddhanta Bengali to understandable Bengali. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the ISKCON Bengali, BBT Bengali edition, they have the Bengali verse, and then in Bengali prose. Many times it's not needed, but sometimes it is needed. Just like that line, for instance, Krishna Tartashta Shakti Bheda Bheda Prakash. That needs translation into, I don't know how you translate into ordinary Bengali, because it needs explanation. But some things, there are old words. The grammar is in many ways different to modern Bengali grammar. Just like you'll always see Prabhu Re. But in the modern Bengali, that would be Prabhu Ke. To Prabhu, for instance. So, but this Vaishnava K, it actually needs explanation. Otherwise, the average Bengali won't understand it at all. Even I read some things. I was having difficulty in translating some portion of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's writing. I showed to a well-educated Bengali, he didn't understand it at all. I understood it much better than he did, but just one word, I couldn't understand how it fit the context. But he couldn't understand it at all. It's technical language. So I can try and read this and give some kind of a translation, but I need some help also. Dushtaman, wicked mind, tumi kishe Vaishnav, what kind of a Vaishnav are you? Pratishta tore, for the sake of prestige, nirjhaner gore, in a remote cottage. Toba Hari Naama Kebala Kaitav. Your pretense of chanting the holy name is simply cheating. Jore Pratishta, mundane prestige. Shukare Bhishta is like the droppings of a pig. Janonaki Taha Maya Bhaiba. Do you not know that is the vaibhav, that is the opulence of Maya. It's simply, it's the opulence, the greatness offered by Maya. Kanaka Kamini, gold and lusty woman. Dibosha Jamini, day and night. Bhavya Kikaj Anitya Shesha. You're thinking of this, thinking of women and money day and night. What? How will that help you? It's all temporary. Tomar Kanak Bhogera Janak. Your money is the father of mundane enjoyment. In other words, you take money and you spend it for the sake of enjoyment. Kanake dare shebaho madhav. But through your gold or your money, you should serve Madhava. Madhava means the husband of the goddess of fortune. Kamane kam nahe tovadham. The lust for a lusty woman That is not the place for you. That's not meant for you. Taha Malik Kebola Jadav. Jadav, the member of the Yadu dynasty, Krishna, who had, that's particularly Krishna, who lived with 16,108 wives, he's known as Jadav. In Vrindavan, Krishna is not known as Yadav, or here in Bengali, Jadav. So he's the only proprietor of women. Pratishtasha Taru. The tree of desire for prestige, Jara Maya Moru. I guess that means it's in the desert of illusory, material illusion. Napelo Ravana Jujiya Raghava. Not getting that, Ravana fought with Raghava. Raghava means Ramachandra Bhagavan. Vaishnavi Pratishtha, the opulence that comes, or the prestige that comes to a Vaishnava. Tate Karo Nishtha, place your faith in that, or your, yeah. Taha Na Bhajile Lobi Be Rorov. If you don't worship that, then you go to hell, you attain hell. Harijana Dvish, Pratishtasha Klesh, Karo Keno Tobe Taha Gaurav. Enmity toward Vaishnavas brings about the desire for prestige, which is actually a cause of trouble to oneself. Why don't, instead of hating the Vaishnavas, why don't you praise them? Is my translation, off the cuff. I have another translation in the book, but I'm just doing it as I go along here. Vaishnava pache pratishtasha ache tate kabu nahe anitta vaibhav. Yeah, the pratishta, I don't really understand how asha comes here, but pratishta, the prestige or glory automatically follows the Vaishnavas. Want to say something? And that is not the temporary glory of this material world. She Hari Shambanda. It is that the glory of the Vaishnavas is in relation to Hari. Shunna Maya Gandha. It has no relationship whatsoever with Maya. Taha Kabu Noi Jare Koitav. And it is never in any way the cheating of matter, of Maya. The prestige of the material world, those who want it are cheated, those who get it are cheated, and those who consider people prestigious because of it, they're also cheated. It's just cheaters and the cheated. But the glory of a Vaishnava is of a completely different category. Then he gives the example, Madhavendra Puri, Bhava Ghare Churi, Na karelo kabu shadai janabu. I don't really understand this, but Madhavendra Puri, who's famous for not desiring prestige and wanting to avoid it, nevertheless had to accept it for the sake of his service. He is full of... So he's famous for the deity, this Kirachara Gopinath. The deity became a thief because of Madhavendra Puri's great bhava. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying that Madhavendra Puri didn't steal bhava. He wasn't imitating. He's the real thing. You should always know this. Toma pratishta, but your prestige, shukare bhishta, is like a stool of a pig. Ta shaha shama kabu namanov. So, tar shaha shama. They can never be considered suitable for a human being. Madsharata boshe. The people want prestige because they're under the clutches. They're controlled by envy of others. Madsharata boshe. Tumi joro roshe. Mojeha. Charya. Kirtana. Shoshtav. What? Yeah, this is all referring to the person who's going away by themselves to do Harinam with the secret desire, Bhaktisthan Saraswati says, for being praised as a great Vaishnava. So the mundane rasa that you experience in your so-called chanting, that's the rasa that you experience, it's only the pleasure that you're getting is only a pleasure that you're thinking it's rasa, but it's actually only, it's a transformation of the envy that you are completely subjected to. Because you have given up the actual nourishing path of kirtan. Therefore, O wicked mind, this nirjan bhajan, doing bhajan by yourself, by preaching, on the pretext of preaching that, you have attained the glory of a rascal so-called yogi. Taidushtamon nirjan bhajan prachari cho chale kujogi boibav. Prabhu sanatane paramajatane shikha dilo jaha chinta sheshav. So you should very carefully consider the teachings that were given, I guess, to Sanatana Goswami by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She duti kata bhulona sarvata uchaishare karo harinama rab. And among them, you two points you should never forget. And while not forgetting them, you loudly chant the sound of the Harinam, holy name. Then these are two points which were actually amplified by Rupa Goswami. Falgu or Jukta, Buddha or Mukta, Kabuna Baviho Ekaka Shab. You should never consider Falgu. This is in relation to Falgu Vairagya. So it needs a commentary actually, unless you are well acquainted with Vaishnava teachings. This Falgu Vairagya means superficial Vairagya, and Jukta Vairagya means that which is actually linked, Hari Sambandha, linked with Krishna. Baddha or Mukta, the position of a bound soul and a liberated soul, because the cheating so-called Vaishnavas, they like to present themselves as most elevated. So you should never consider these to be the same. Falgu and Yukta, Baddha and Mukta, you should never think them to be the same. Konaka Kamani Pratishta Bhagini Chariache Jare Shetu Vaishnav. This is very important. Who is a Vaishnav? A Vaishnav is one who has given up the desire for women and money, in other words, the spirit of enjoyment, and the tigress of mundane prestige. whoever has given these things up, that person is a Vaishnava. Konaka Kamani Pratishta Bhagini Chariache Jare Sheito Vaishnava. She Anashakta. Such a person is detached from the world. She Shuddha Bhakta. He is a pure devotee. Shongsha Tata Pai Parabha. Such a person conquers over samsara, birth and death. Jyota Jogya Bhog. He interacts his senses with the sense objects just as is suitable. That's called Jukta Vairagya. Nahi tota rog, so there's no disease. So if one overindulges in sense enjoyment, he gets diseased. And if one indulges in the spirit of sense enjoyment, one has the disease of material life. Nahi tota rog, anashakta she arkahabo. So such a person, this is anashakta, this is from the verse Anasaktasya Vishayanyataham Upayanjata Nirbanda Krishna Sambandha Yuktam Vairagya Machata. So this is all an elaboration on the theme of Yukta Vairagya. Such a person who bhog, not exactly enjoys the world, but interacts his senses with the sense objects and doesn't completely avoid, just like if you have a disease, you completely avoid everything. So the Falgu Vairagis, they just avoid, their idea is to avoid everything. Which just, it announces or attests to their being materially diseased. But a spiritually healthy person uses his senses in the service of Krishna and doesn't become materially affected by doing so. Ki akahabu, what more shall I say? Ashakti rahit, shambandha shahit, without attachment, but with relationship. Ashakti rahit, shambandha shahit, without attachment to this material world, but with relationship to Krishna. Ashakti and Shambandha are very similar words, but in this context they have different meaning. Ashakti Rahit Shambandha Shahit Bishoy Shamuha Shakali Madhav. So in this, then you can understand that all sense enjoyment that is meant for Madhava. She Jukta Bhairagya Taha To Shobhagya Tahai Jarete Harir Bhaibhav. So a person with this attitude, he has Yukta Vairagya. This person with Yukta Vairagya, that is his great good fortune, and that is the glory of Hari within this material world. That such a person can be so advanced like that. Kirtane jaha pratishta shambha taha sampati kevala koita. Yeah, those who... that's not shambha. Yeah, shambha. So, those who perform kirtan for the sake of increasing their mundane prestige, The wealth they get is simply koitav, simply cheating. Bishoy mumukhu, and those who want to be liberated from material enjoyment, bhoge bubukhu, those who want to enjoy the material world, due tajamon dui avaishnav. Oh mind, give up both of them, they're both non-Vaishnavas. The desire for material enjoyment and the desire to be released from material enjoyment, both desires are not worthy of Vaishnavas. Krishna sambandha aprakrita skandha kabu nahe taha jare shambhav. Yeah, relationship with Krishna and aprakrita skandha. Skanda means the trunk of a tree or a shoulder. Aprakrita means that which is spiritual. So, I don't know how the two words go. So, relationship with Krishna on the spiritual platform, that is not possible within the material sphere. In other words, the two don't go together. You can't be a materialist and a devotee. You can't have love of Krishna and have material attachment. Mayavadi jan Krishne taraman mukta abhimane she ninde vaishnava. Those who are Mayavadis, their mind is in topics other than Krishna. They think themselves liberated, they blaspheme Vaishnavas. Vaishnava das tava bhakti ash, who is the servant of the Vaishnavas, desires to perform bhakti, to attain bhakti. Keno ba dakicho nirjana aham. So, the one who's actually a servant of the Vaishnavas, his desire is for bhakti. So why does he call out about nirjan? Why does he talk about all this nirjan? If you have to serve the Vaishnavas, then how can you be nirjan? Nirjan means no one. So how can you serve the... A real Vaishnava serves the Vaishnavas. So if you're nirjan, then how can you be a Vaishnava? Je phalgu bairagi kahe nije tagi shena pare kabo hoite vaishnava. Phalgu bairagi, the one who said, I'm giving everything up, but not serving Krishna. He says about himself, I am a renouncer. But he can never be a Vaishnava. Haripada chari nirjana tabari, giving up the feet of Hari, living in a little house by yourself, nirjan, labhya ki phal. What fruit do you get? Phalgu shebaiba. If you get the phalgu, the insignificant, petty, or illusory glory, what you get from that. Radha dashe rahi, remain in the service of Radha, in the attitude of being a servant of Radha. Chari bhoga ahi, give up the snake of the desire of enjoying this world. Pratishtasha nahe kirtanagora, the glory of kirtan does not lie in the desire for personal prestige. Radha nityajan taha chari man keno ba nirjan bhajan kaita. Giving up the consciousness that I am the eternal servant of Radha, O mind, why do you indulge in this cheating of so-called nirjan bhajan? Braja basti gan prachara kadhan, the actual residents of Vrindavan, they are the wealth of the actual preachers. Pratishta bhikkhuk. Oh, wait a minute. What's going on here? Brajabashi gone. Pracharaka don. Pratishta bhikkhuk. Tara. Oh, but those who are hankering after prestige, they are not Vrajavasis. They're simply dead bodies. Pratishta bhikkhuk tara nahe shab. Prana cheta. But who has got life distinguished from the dead body? Shehi tu prachar. Because they have life, the pracharak, he's got life. The preacher's got life, therefore he preaches. Pratishtha Shaheen Krishna Gatha Ashav. They don't preach for the sake of increasing their own prestige, but for the glorification of Krishna. Sri Dayata Das Kirtane Tayash Karo Uchai Shore Harinamarod. Dayata Das Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, with the desire for kirtan, loudly calls out the sound of the holy names. Kirtan Prabhave, by the power of kirtan, by the influence of kirtan, Shmaran Shabhave, then remembrance of Krishna, which is supposed to be the aim of the Nirjan, the Nirjan Bhajanandis, or the so-called Vrajavasis, the remembrance of Krishna and his pastimes, that will come automatically. Shekale Bhajana Nirjana Shambhav. And at that time, Nirjan Bhajan is possible. So, Hare Krishna. So, from this Vyasa Puja, we should all become, celebrating this, we should become more inclined to preach Krishna consciousness. And I will sometimes go away and write books for preaching Krishna consciousness. Like this book, preaching. Big preaching, actually. Okay, so now time is short. Let us proceed to do the Pushpanjali. Time is never short, but allocation of it is. Time is independent.